On this week's episode of the We Don't Know Either podcast, we talk about the sweetest way to stop terrorism, an Easter egg in the MCU, and I make a top five worst pun that I've ever made.
Yeah, which is impressive because your puns are terrible.
It was really bad.
Yeah, really, really bad. But stay tuned to hear that. First, a word from our sponsor. Support for today's show comes from Advantage Financial Federal Credit Union. For better local banking, visit them 7 days a week in Noma. Mention We Don't Know Either for $50 cash when you open a free checking account. Go to advfcu.org for details.
Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into episode number 311 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We're going to talk about facts. Last week, I was
Lindsay, you're here.
I know.
Lindsay's here.
I didn't want to miss it.
Yeah.
At all.
You said you weren't going to be here, and then you're here.
I know. And what do we know about me?
That you're a liar.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And you are so intelligent.
Yes. Thank you. That's what I keep telling everybody.
Yes. And I'll refer back to me being a liar. So
yes.
that was the layers of the joke there, I think. But I don't know. Tim inspired me.
I think I've gotten it. I got it on the rebound.
Yeah, thank you. Tim inspired me with his comedy. I was like, well, I had a conversation with a guy who writes comedy, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Yeah, so I got back a little bit earlier and decided to do the podcast. We're not going to do game show today. We're going to do our interesting facts, ask the questions, just because you know how competitive I am. And
right.
I didn't feel like it today.
We were going to do the game show of Michael versus somebody else. And then when you got back, we're like, great, we can do Michael versus Lindsay. And Lindsay's like, yeah, no. I'm not in the mood for it today.
And I need to be in the mood
right.
to be competitive.
Right.
Well,
I'm going to destroy
him. She needs
him.
To mentally prepare herself for the devastating loss of somebody that comes onto the podcast week after week with really bad facts.
Yeah.
Let me clarify. I am always competitive. I need to be more in the right mindset to not when it doesn't matter.
There's
no
point to compete if you're not going to like try to win.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's like bocce in a bar. I did that league and I was way too competitive for that league. Way too competitive for that league. But I was actually in Portland and we have a couple Portland listeners because we have Bridgetown trivia out there.
We have a bunch of Portland listeners.
I love Portland. I love it so much. It is an amazing city. I know that it's the touristy thing to do to go to Powell's Books.
Sure.
But it's an entire city block
yeah.
of books.
Acres.
Yeah, and I was just there for a few hours by myself, just walking around, smelling and reading books. So
yeah,
it just made me really happy. And I just wanted to give a shout out. That was all.
Yeah.
So for my interesting fact this week, I was going to ask how many books were in the world's largest independent bookstore, which is Powell's.
Uh-huh.
And they just said approximately 2 million. So
yeah,
that's
who
not
keeps
really...
track of this kind of stuff?
Yeah. They were like, it's a lot. And I was like, oh, well, that's a great
right.
fact, kind of.
And you're going back out to Portland here shortly, aren't you?
I am, and I'm going to find some more Portland interesting facts because it's
yeah.
a great city and I love it.
So if you're a Bridgetown player and you want to actually meet Lindsay in person,
whoa,
yeah, I'm sure she'd be happy to sign autographs because she is that level of famous.
No, but I will talk about books with you.
Yeah,
if you ask very nicely, you might get a picture,
right?
No one wants that, but again, I would love to talk about books and or interesting facts. And specifically Portland ones. Help me out.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that's not my fact. Michael, why don't you kick us off?
Okay. So my fact has to do with Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh.
Yes. And we'll go ahead and... Are we plugging MCU trivia
yeah,
coming
we're
up
actually
here
doing...
Here in D.C.
Yeah, we're partnered with AwesomeCon. We're doing Marvel Cinematic Universe trivia on Wednesday, April 3rd at Penn Social. Tickets will go on sale in March, so stay tuned for that. Now that Michael said this, I was like, oh, I need to build that website page. So thank you, yeah. Michael, for the earlier work than I intended.
That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to add to everybody else's task list.
So, yeah, we're partnered with AwesomeCon. We're going to give away a ton of tickets. They've got a great lineup this year. And we also are going to do a very, very large cash prize. So
yes.
Stay tuned for that. But anyway,
yes.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, specifically Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
One of my favorites. Top five.
Now I'm a little worried about my fact.
I don't know. I probably don't know it.
Okay.
But
so. So I apologize. Spoilers for anybody that hasn't seen the movie.
Spoiler alert.
For a five-year-old movie, yeah.
For a five-year-old
spoiler
movie.
Spoiler alert.
We should also, like, collectively as a community come up with...
We've already had that discussion extensively on this podcast over multiple years.
Moving right along.
There is no definitive answer.
So when Nick Fury, quote, dies,
mm-hmm.
his tombstone.
Yes.
What is the Bible verse on his tombstone? Do you know this?
No, I have some inkling in my in the back of my brain as to what it relates to. And let's see if we can figure it out.
Does Nick know it?
Do you know off the top of your head?
It's Ezekiel something or other. It's the same quote from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, it's Ezekiel 25:17.
Yeah.
The quote itself is just, all it says is the path of the righteous man, and then
on the tombstone it says
on the tombstone,
path of the righteous
right?
Man, yeah, is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Yeah.
I could probably do the rest.
Okay.
Do you want me to?
No.
Sure. Okay, go for it.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherd the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance
and
furious
anger. Yeah. All right. That's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody else knows the rest.
I don't remember the exact Bible verse, but that I'm going to guess you nailed it.
I'm not. Well, here's the thing, because I know that it's depending on the version. And then I think Quentin Tarantino might have changed it a touch.
Yep.
That's the movie version.
Yes.
For sure. This is why I got into trivia, because that's the stuff I hang on to.
Right.
Well done.
Thank you. I was kind of flipping through. It was one of those things. I'm kind of going through all the old MCU movies at this point ahead of Endgame.
Uh-huh.
And was like, okay, that's actually kind of cool. That's a nod to Pulp Fiction
To the actor rather than the character.
Exactly.
For the record, I was going, my logicking my way through it was going to be, well, it's some movie that he's famous that I haven't seen that I get made fun of for a lot with the guy from the disco and the grease.
From the disco and the grease.
Yeah. Yeah.
Travolta.
Travolta. And Hairspray. Everyone forgets about.
He was in Hairspray.
2007's classic.
And Michael and Face Off and Look Who's Talking and
is
Look
Face
Who's
Off,
Talking Too.
Is Face Off a horror movie?
No, not Con Air. Broken Arrow. Now.
Broken Arrow.
Face-Off's the one where he changes faces with Nick Cage, right?
That is correct.
That sounds like a horror movie to me, so I haven't.
It's more of an action movie.
Action. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was a horror movie. I was
not a horror movie. Action
movie.
It could
be, though.
Yeah.
Not
a very good movie.
It's really not.
If you described it to me, I would have, you know.
Right.
Just if you only know that fact that they switched faces, that's a horror.
Yep.
Definitely. But anyway, and so I knew it was related to whatever movie you guys would have figured out, and I was like, I don't know what the quote is because I've never seen the movie, but. That's interesting. So
I thought so. It was one of those quick little Easter eggs that I love Easter eggs in movies.
Uh huh.
It's one of my favorite things.
Right, like the Howard the Duck.
Exactly.
And the all the things in the little collector's tubes in wherever.
In the collector, yeah.
Yeah.
My other thing is like so for Pixar movies where they start Pixar
the
and Disney.
A117 and the pizza truck, the Pizza
and
Planet
like
truck.
Scars like fur and Hercules and just all of that stuff. Every time I see them, I was like, yeah, that's cool.
Right.
I liked in Coco, they had balloons of the Toy Story and other Pixar characters through when they walk through the town and you could see the little balloons on the side. I liked that. That was kind of my favorite because it was just a creative way to fill it in. But
the self-referential humor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Michael. Well, that's a great fact.
Thank you.
Cool. Should we go to a fact that I also think Nick's going to get?
Yeah, let's go ahead and
just knock these out of the way.
You know what's
quick.
Funny is I am competing in a trivia competition this weekend. It's not a serious thing, but I'm gonna get my you know what handed to me because I'm only good when I can sit here and say, like think my way through it. Like if you give me 10 minutes, I can pretty much guess my way to just about anything.
Oh. And, that sounds like a challenge, trivia players.
Yeah. Well, look, we've been doing it on this podcast for how long now?
Next finals.
Yeah. So basically, I think I can think my way through it, but this is rapid fire. So you either know it or you don't. So I'm very nervous about the whole thing.
That's where I'm best. If I have to do trivia, I was always the first one to hand in tests. I was either know it or don't.
Sure.
And I'm not going to sit there and beat myself up if I don't know something.
See, as the kid who never opened a book and had no knowledge of anything on a test, I had to learn how to think my way through a situation and come up with a valid answer.
A lot of test takers are good BSers.
That's right.
Or good baloneyers, as you would say in the G version of that card game people like to play. Okay, so my fact is about terrorism. Because we keep this podcast very light and
of course.
Jovial.
Absolutely.
So way back in 2011, MI6 found Al-Qaeda publishes a quarterly or monthly newsletter or magazine. I guess Al-Qaeda has a magazine. I don't want to plug it, obviously, for obvious
reasons.
Gee,
Lindsay, why not?
Yeah, no. So they have a magazine, and So MI6 hacked into it, whatever, and they replaced a bomb-making recipe with what recipe? With what food recipe? It's my question to you.
Michael.
Because I think it's an interesting fact, which is why, hence why I brought it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you know this?
I do not.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if this was big news at the time or not because I hadn't heard of it.
When was it?
2011.
2011.
No, like during the year.
summer. Most of the articles I found from 2011, my source right now is Time, June 4th, 2011.
Why on earth would you think I would get this?
You pay attention to things.
Okay.
Like news and things. Okay. So I don't know.
You thought I would just know it.
Yeah.
Not that I could logic my way to it.
I heard when this happened.
Sure.
And I also want to say that once I tell you the name of it, I want to pitch a James Bond movie with this plot.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Well, I'll let you I'll let you go first because I have a guess that I really like.
Okay. Well, the reason I was asking about what time of year, I was wondering if you can tie it into some...
Like pumpkin pie.
Exactly.
Or something like that. Yeah.
So if I'm going to go June, I still have nothing.
Okay.
I was trying to get there. Cheesecake for... Just cause cheesecake.
Cheesecake, okay.
So if it was, so you said MI6, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that ruins my thought process. Because I was guessing it was apple pie.
Oh.
Right? So I was guessing like if it was the CIA, they'd replace the bomb making recipe with an apple pie recipe. Get
right.
It? Haha. But since it's Britain, I'm going to say it's some sort of meat pastry.
Oh.
A shepherd's pie.
Like a blood pudding or a... And I understand a blood pudding is not a meat pastry, but
I was like, that's not
just empanadas.
Something British.
Okay, so which
what
one are you
British
going with?
Things?
British things.
Tea and crumpets. Yeah, crumpets. Biscuits.
Just
a biscuit recipe.
Both of you are incorrect.
Okay.
Unfortunately, but
how about a cupcake?
It is a cupcake. Yeah.
Ah!
Hey.
That is why I thought this fact was so interesting. So my women's hockey team...
I'm literally staring at a picture of a cupcake.
Yeah, so my women's hockey team, which I've talked about a lot, the Stanley Cupcakes.
Yeah.
Hey, the women's A Holiday Bash Champions. Anyway, I have a water bottle with that
logo
on it.
Yeah, that's literally pointed at my face.
And so I'm going to post this on our Facebook and be like, hey, cupcakes are also really great at thwarting...
At anti-terrorism.
Terrorism measures. So they went in... I don't know exactly how the hacking works, obviously, but they linked to Best Cupcakes in America, and it was courtesy of the Ellen DeGeneres Show. And so some of the specific cupcake recipes that they included was the mojito cupcake made of white rum and draped in vanilla buttercream. And they also had a Rocky Road cupcake. And it took Al-Qaeda 2 weeks or so to actually correct this and figure it out. So hopefully.
But in the interim, instead of bombs, they
all
had a wonderful lunch.
Yeah. And so the other interesting part, and I do not want to make this the secret phrase, though I know you probably want to. So when the translation of what they replaced, the article that they replaced, it was make a bomb in the kitchen of your mom. And that was the English. that was the English translation of the original one.
I like as our secret phrase, the Stanley Cupcakes.
Oh, Stanley Cupcakes. Okay, that would be a wonderful secret phrase.
Yeah.
Hey, girls. Hey. So the Stanley Cupcakes are your secret phrase. Stanley Cupcakes.
Stanley
I just want to put it out there again. So,
right.
Yeah.
Do you think
we still get messages every week of they're like, did you forget the secret phrase this week? And we're like, no.
Try to say
we
it.
We almost never. We have never forgotten a secret phrase. Ever. The only time we did it during the episode, we went back and recorded one into the end.
Because we do occasionally forget sometimes. But I will include all of the link dumps, and I also will try to pull the cupcake recipe in case us talking about this made you hungry, as it has me right now.
I kind of want to follow that recipe. And, mojito,
do you think
you know what?
Mojito
cupcakes sound like the bomb.
Boo.
Really? You're the pun lady.
I know, but you're better than that.
Do you think there was a guy that was trying to make a bomb and got about halfway through and went,
this doesn't look
this,
right.
This doesn't look right.
It looks delicious.
I don't have to preheat my oven to 350. Wait a minute.
Well, cupcakes do explode if you throw them against a wall.
Oh.
Just about everything does.
Challenge accepted. Okay, Nick, what's your segue from cupcakes and terrorism to what do you got?
So, in this country, we have a problem with environmental terrorism.
Okay.
Human beings are terrorists on this wonderful planet of ours.
You sound like Daniel
just
Bryant.
Destroying the whole thing. Right? I was going for Richard Attenborough, but...
Oh, no, he's just it's a WWE
so many
heel.
Straws. Anyway. So, there was a study done in the UK by a organization of scientists that are located very close to the MI6 headquarters.
Oh.
I assume with no backing knowledge whatsoever.
I was like, do people know where their headquarters are?
It's a small island.
Okay.
So they recently did a study of marine animals.
Okay. I've heard of them.
So according to this 2019 UK study, what percentage of the marine animals examined contained evidence of having ingested plastic?
Oh, this is going to be one of those depressing stats. Yeah. And this is all marine life? Is this?
This is of the animals they studied.
What animals did they study?
They studied, I'm so glad you asked, Lindsay.
You know that I'm going to follow up.
10 different species of whale, seal, dolphin, and fish.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, mammals. And then you said fish,
yes.
Which are different than mammals.
They are.
No, I'm wrong. Not fish.
Not fish.
Not fish. Just mammals.
Not fish. You certainly skipped school today. That's a fish joke.
That one actually hurt me a little bit. Like that one, like.
He's Nick's so mad. And he's walking he out of the room.
The studio. He is done.
Okay. So just mammals, dolphins, whales. Not that that would really affect anything, because my guess is that it's going to be a lot or you're not going to ask. And also,
it could be zero. Maybe we're making a comeback on the planet.
I don't know.
Maybe we're doing good by all of our other fellow species.
There's a trash island the size of Texas.
In the Pacific.
In the Pacific.
Well, this is in the UK, so they're not anywhere near Trash Island.
Yeah, but Trash Island is a lot case. Of trash. No. And it's so populated where there's more population, there's more people. More people equals more plastic. More plastic equals more
Lindsay,
animals eating it.
I can confirm that where there is more population, there are more people.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make
your logic is absolutely solid.
I'm making
almost
an alliterative.
One to one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm making an alliterative statement, okay? We're supposed to think out loud on this thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going to say 67%.
67. One out of every, two out of every three.
Correct.
Animals studied.
Correct.
Showed signs of having ingested plastic.
I feel good about it.
Well, just to be the eternal pessimist.
Uh-huh.
95%.
Whoa.
Like, I think it's that bad.
Whoa.
All right. Well,
I want to say this. I don't know a lot about the UK and the surrounding countries' specific plastic laws. Like,
this
I know
is true.
A big thing in the
fair.
U.S., they're now going to paper straws instead of plastic, and a lot of places.
Have you used the new paper straws?
I hate paper straws.
They are awful.
You know what I tried the other day at a bar? A bamboo straw.
Bamboo.
It's better than paper. Still bad.
Still bad, but I couldn't tell the difference.
Right.
I don't know. I don't like paper. I think they get too soggy, but I'm willing to use paper straws for the fish and environment and all that stuff. Like I will sacrifice that. Cause that's how
I
much
know.
I care.
See, again,
what do you mean you don't know?
This is, well, no. So when you think your way through it, it costs resources in order to make paper straws. Yes. I mean, I assume that if people are making paper straws, then the manufacturers are carbon footprint neutral. So that they are not causing any more issues to the problems.
Sure.
I don't have a problem with paper straws, but whenever I get another Diet Coke, I ask for a new paper straw because the last one is all destroyed. So I'm using 7, 8, 12 paper straws at a meal because I have a Diet Coke problem.
You do.
And
that is confirmed.
So is it better to have 12 paper straws or one plastic straw during that period? Which one is better on the environment?
A paper straw is about 2 cents and a half, and plastic straws are about a half cent. So cost-wise,
right?
Paper
straws.
I'm
really cutting into the bottom line of these companies.
I am sure they've weighed it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, the majority of times I'm not using a straw at all.
But you don't drink a lot of whiskey through straws.
I don't drink a lot of anything through straws.
I wish it was more acceptable. I love drinking out of straw. I would put a straw in my beer. I have put straw in my beer. Do not care what you think about me and my beer straw.
If you're putting a straw in your beer, it's obvious that you don't care what other people think about you.
That's true. Give me one of those little umbrellas. I'll throw it in there.
Uh-huh.
Also, straws in wine. Also great.
No.
No, yeah, I get it. I'm with Nick on this one.
I'm pro straws. Really.
Obviously.
I like the goofy ones that come up with the
swivels
on them.
I do want to get you a crazy straw for your next beer.
I will drink it excessively. I haven't done it for the Drunk Podcast, but I will. Okay.
Does
so
it,
I,
does it if you drink beer through a straw, isn't it like all foam? Doesn't it all foam up inside the straw or no?
I don't remember where I heard this, but I think if you drink any kind of liquor or beer through a straw, you actually get drunker faster.
You're welcome.
Oh, interesting.
You're welcome.
All right. So Michael said 95%. Lindsay said 67%. Both of you are incorrect.
Oh. Is it way less? Is it like 10%?
You are both low.
Low. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Told you.
100% of the animals tested showed signs of having ingested.
100%?
Every single one of them.
Who knew me saying 95% was the optimistic answer?
Yeah, that was a very optimistic answer, considering.
Wow.
But, yeah, every animal had, I mean, they all had different levels and different amounts, but it was a minimum of 5 millimeters of microplastics in each animal.
Huh. That's depressing.
Yeah, 16% of it were directly attributable to the death of the animal.
Oh.
Yeah.
So almost two-thirds.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, no, 16%.
Oh, 16%.
Were
I thought you said
60. Directly related to the death of the animal.
Sorry, I thought you said 60%.
Yeah, no, 16.
I am aware that 16 is not that close
I
to
will
two-thirds.
Work on my elocution.
I am aware. Wow. Okay. So that's kind of depressing. Does that change how you feel about paper versus plastic straws?
Again, it all has to do with the overall environmental impact of the entire process, right? Mm-hmm. So if you switch to an electric car, you're no longer using gas, which is better for the environment, and you're not creating any carbon emissions. But if the carbon emissions produced in order to build the electric cars are 10 times that of a regular car, then aren't you worse for the environment overall?
This is
where it gets into everything, and this is you watched the Good Place.
I was about to say this is the moral quandary of the Good Place. Yeah. Every action that you have is
it's the unintended consequences of everything that you do. It's which one is better? Well, it's impossible to dig deep enough to drill down enough on each decision that's made in order to see which one's more beneficial. Yeah. Is having less plastic straws in the ocean good? Yes. Is replacing them with paper straws better for the environment than the number of animals killed? Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. What if 10 times the number of animals are killed as a result of the manufacturing process for bamboo straws?
I don't know.
Isn't plastic straws better than bamboo straws at that point?
I don't know.
Well,
that's,
who does?
That is the question we, as a society, must determine, I guess, on a case-by-case basis. You look like
that was closer to David Attenborough right there. Yeah, so I did a quick little bit of research.
You were being quiet, so I assumed you had something to
say. I hope.
Drinking alcohol through a straw does not get you drunker.
Uh-huh.
However, there are certain things that say if you it gets your drinks through faster because you're drinking through a straw, so you're drinking them quicker.
Okay.
What's your source on this?
I've looked at a couple. This is an article from Spoon University.
I went to the bar in the back
Spoon
of the office.
Spoon University? Is that a real place?
I think it's the name of a website.
I was like, what?
It's right next to...
Okay.
And then there's another article from VinePair. But both of them are essentially saying...
Both of them top flight journalistic sources.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't find the, National Geographic.
Right.
This one says no scientific research has been done on the straw theory. But they say the hypothetical science... You could increase your intoxication level because it's like a vacuum system. So
right. We
inhale, eliminate the oxygen in the straw, and the alcohol hits you quicker than if you would drink it normal. The oxygen way.
The process by which oxygen is put into things.
But that sounds like a bunch of baloney to me.
Yeah, it essentially it says there is a difference a little bit, but it's so negligible as to you probably can't tell.
Okay.
But what the vine?
But when you drink through a straw, you drink six beers instead of two.
Exactly.
I'm gonna start a business of just selling straws to college students.
Okay.
If you're at Looney's, let's talk about my straw business.
They have stainless steel straws now.
Stainless steel?
Right.
Yep,
you buy it and you wash it in the washing machine, and not washing machine in the dishwasher. Thank you. Or the washing machine. I mean, it's fine if you're carrying it around with you. It's gonna end up in your pocket anyway.
I think you're gonna dent your washing machine. Is the problem if you have a stainless steel straw in there. You could punch a hole, I'd imagine.
There's holes in washing machines already, aren't there?
Punch more holes.
Oh, okay.
Seems like a disguisable weapon.
Yeah, well, they're there.
I don't want to put that idea out there, and I regret saying it out loud.
Stainless steel does not carry bacteria or anything on it, so you don't have to worry about it going bad. You can just leave it in your pocket at all times. Be ready for that soda.
District Trivia does not recommend leaving straws or anything in your pocket for an extended period of time.
Nothing like that whiskey Coke with that great lint filter.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh. Yeah, it's very esque. Okay. Well, I think we're going to wrap up this episode. I'm not going to tease anything for next week.
Because we have no idea what we're going
to
do.
I know that I am a liar, but I don't like to lie about everything.
Well, then there's nothing to compare it to. You got to keep it fresh every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either.
Bye.